Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 35 of the Power of God and Anime podcast, lovingly brought to you by Beneath the Tangles. I'm Mike from Luigi's Stories and Geekiness and Godliness, and I'm feeling kind of down right now. As many of you know, I've mentioned it on the show, I'm a big fan of the series Zombieland Saga. And last year, they released a movie in Japan, and it's finally coming over to America. Unfortunately, it is releasing one day, which is tomorrow at the time of recording, and for me, there is one showing of it 2 hours away, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The problem is, I have to work the next day. I don't have any vacation time left. So if I were to try to do this, I would be getting out at the earliest 8:30 at night and then having to drive 2 hours home, not being able to sleep, because let's face it, when you drive home after a while, sometimes you're kind of wired, you can't really sleep, and then have to work the next day. So unfortunately, I will not get to see the Zombieland Saga movie in theaters. Of course, I'll get to see it when it eventually comes either to physical media or streaming, but let's face it, that's not really the point. And it's funny that something like this can cause you to become bitter at something else. In this case, aside from the Zombieland Saga movie, the theaters around here are also showing All You Need Is Kill. You know, fellow anime movie. And the theaters around here have multiple showings of that, but there's only one showing of Zombieland Saga. And it ends up leading to me being very unjustly feeling, stupid, all there is, all you need is kill, now it's taken away from Zombieland Saga. No, of course, there is absolutely nothing wrong with All You Need Is Kill. It did nothing wrong, and there's no justification at all in feeling bitter about it. But it doesn't stop me from feeling bitter about it because I want to see the Zombieland Saga movie. So I'm starting to work towards trying to get more stuff done with my Luigi persona. I made some, I guess you call them business cards, but they're more like trading cards in the style of them, that I'm using to pitch myself out to different things, like local conventions. And in April, of course, Super Mario Brothers' second movie, Super Mario Galaxy movie, is coming out. And I am in the process of pitching myself to some different local theaters to see if maybe they'd be interested in having me. You know, kids can go see the movie, meet Luigi, get a picture. You know, I thought kids would enjoy it and be a fun thing to do. I'm actually having to hold myself back right now, though, because I did get the cards in just recently, and I'm very happy with them. I think they look really good. But that movie comes out in April. It is the middle of January. It's a little early to be pitching myself to the theaters. Actually, today I went and saw a movie. Specifically, I went and saw the movie Primate. And a part of me wanted to take one of my cards and, you know, discuss with the manager of the theater. But it's like, it's 4 months away. Maybe wait till you're a little closer to the date and don't be hounding these places. But, you know, when you get an idea, you get really excited. And that's kind of where I'm at. It's like I want to, you know, jump out there and start pitching myself to places. But a lot of these things haven't even started yet. So, like, most of the conventions in my area take place during the summer. So it's a little early to start trying to pitch myself, but I just am so excited at trying to do more with my Luigi persona. But I'm just trying to be patient because it's a bit early. And speaking of trying to do more stuff, I've had two live streams now in my Geekiness and Godliness YouTube channel. And I've got I've already got a list started of potential topics to discuss on there. So it probably won't be too long, actually. I'll be doing my third. But I'm trying to build actually to doing other things, like just getting on and live stream talking about geek related stuff, because Lord knows I can ramble about geek stuff for hours on end. And I want to start maybe doing some gameplays, although I'm thinking that I might do more on Twitch, because from the little bit of research that I've started doing, it seems like Twitch is better for gaming, whereas YouTube is better for chat and such. So I think for my discussions and my devotionals, the YouTube Geekiness and Godliness channel would be better. But I'm thinking for my gameplay type videos, Twitch might be better. Which is also, my Twitch is also under Geekiness and Godliness, so that will not be much different. But that's something that I'm working towards doing in the future, so, you know, keep an eye out for that. And, you know, look to find me both on YouTube and on Twitch, trying to spread, you know, fun and Christianity everywhere I go. All right, it's time for today's anime recommendation. And in this case, we've got an anime that technically has been remade. So there's two versions that I could be talking about. And we are talking about Shaman King. Shaman King, of course, is the story of Yo Asakura, who is a shaman and thus has the ability to interact with spirits and can also take in those spirits and use their abilities. Now, the main plot of Shaman King is Yo's attempt to enter a tournament where the winner of the tournament is granted the power of the Great Spirit and can reshape the world however he or she wishes. So basically, the, you know, quintessential shonen trope of the tournament arc, that's pretty much the main plot of Shaman King. And, of course, what would a fun shonen anime be without a great cast of side characters, most of whom start out as enemies that Yo fights and defeats, and then they become friends. And we have people like Horohoro, Tao Ren, Wooden Sword Ryu, and possibly the most popular side character, Wooden Sword Ryu's Pompadour, that gets cut off and regrows several times throughout the series. This is very much your quintessential shonen anime. This came out, the manga came out, I believe, in the late 90s, early 2000s. The first anime series came out in 2001. So, you know, this is very much fits into a lot of the classic tropes of a shonen anime, for better and worse. And it is a lot of fun. Now, sadly, the original anime version of Shaman King is not available to stream. Actually, the original Shaman King didn't do so well here in America. It was, again, based on its time frame, it was a 4Kids anime, and it basically got the 4Kids treatment. Although it did have a pretty decent opening theme song, but yeah, even when they tried releasing a couple DVDs of the series uncut, it didn't do well, and I think a lot of that was because people had a bad taste in their mouth from the 4Kids version of it. But the 2021 version of Shaman King is indeed readily available, and it can be seen on Netflix. So if you want to check out the story, you know, you can check it out on Netflix to see the 2021 version of Shaman King. You know, speaking of old school shonen anime, that brings me to the main topic anime today, Bleach. Now, at the end of what could be considered the first season, or more or less the first arc of Bleach, Rukia is taken back to the Soul Society to be punished for giving her power to Ichigo. And despite Ichigo wanting right away to save her, she tells him no, because she knows how powerful the other Soul Reapers are, and she knows that he can't possibly win. Of course, he goes anyway, and even when he gets to the Soul Society, the people who take him in and kind of help him out, even they tell him, you can't do this, they're too strong, you're not going to be able to save the day. And the Soul Reapers themselves, they mock him as they're fighting. They just constantly push him in telling him that he can't do it. But Ichigo, he remains diligent. He keeps pushing forward and he keeps fighting because he knows what has to be done and he knows what's right. And that's something that we face daily in our own lives. We have so many people pushing against us, trying to intimidate us because as Christians, we're supposed to turn the other cheek. So people think that they can just push us and try to get past us to push agendas that go against Christianity. Or they think that they can intimidate us into being quiet about our faith and not being the witnesses that God calls us to be. And we got people who will try to constantly tell us, it's not real. It's just a sky daddy. You're wasting your time trying to spend all this time being good in hopes that you'll go to heaven. Not really understanding why we do what we do or what we actually believe, but thinking that they can push us into giving up our faith. 1 Peter 5:8 says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And we face so many lions in our life these days, so many things trying to push against us. People want us to be quiet about our faith. People want us to let them push sinful agendas against us and just stay out of the way. But we can't. We have to be diligent and keep pushing forward because we know what is right. I know one thing that I struggle with a lot is when it comes to debating theology. Non-Christians will ask a bunch of questions, a lot of times twisted questions, trying to get the answer they want. And admittedly, having anxiety, I don't always do well with debates. I have a tendency to shut down. So even if I feel that I'm right, and even if I know that I'm on the right side, a lot of times I can't respond because my mind just blanks. But we always hear that we need to be diligent. We need to constantly be studying God's word so that we can have the answers. When Satan comes at us with temptation, like Jesus did when he was tempted, we need to have those verses in our mind to push back. And likewise, when we're in debate, we need to have the knowledge to be able to answer those questions. Now, a lot of times, actually at all times, it requires allowing God to take the lead. If we try to debate on our own, we're not going to do it right. No matter how knowledgeable we are, no matter how good we are, if we don't have God leading us in the conversation, we're not going to do it well. But we can't expect God to just put words that we've never even heard into our head. Not that he can't, but we need to do our part of the work as well. That's why we need to be constantly reading the Bible. We need to be diligent in reading and studying God's word so that when we face those questions, we can answer them. Yes, I struggle with anxiety, but I will not let that be an excuse to not still put my best effort in to making sure I'm ready when people question me so that I'm ready to give an account of why I believe what I do. Luke 21:36 says, "Keep alert at all times and pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of Man." We are going to face struggles against us. And it seems like day after day, year after year, they get harder. And they're going to. The Bible says that it's going to get harder. But we have to keep pushing because we know what's right. No matter what the world tries to push against us, we have to push back in love what we know is right and what we believe in God's word. And we can't ever put it off. We can't think, well, maybe I'll try to go against this tomorrow, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. You know, it's actually rather amazing how many alleged Christians and Bible scholars keep making predictions about when Jesus is going to return. It's astounding, really, that these people claim to actually know the Bible and yet think that they can make a prediction. Jesus himself said that the Son did not even know what the date or time of his return would be. So how are these people going to figure it out? I know the most recent is, you know, they announced there's going to be a blood moon coming up. So, of course, somebody pointed out, you know, the verse in Revelations where it talks about the moon turning to blood and that this was the sign Jesus is going to return at this date. But it says right in the Bible that Jesus' return will be like a thief in the night. There's not going to be any warnings ahead of time. He's just going to show up and that's it. And that's why we have to remain diligent. We cannot pass up any opportunity to spread God's word, to push against the evils of the world, because we don't know when the end is going to come. And we cannot let our guards down for even a moment. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, "Be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong." Just like when Ichigo kept pushing forward, no matter what anyone told him, no matter what obstacles he faced, we have to keep moving forward. We cannot let the world push against us and try to push against God's word. We have to be strong, we have to be diligent, and we have to step up. If you'll join me now in prayer. Lord God, I pray that you will give me strength and courage when facing the evils of this world. So many things are going to try to push against my faith and are going to try to push against me, and I pray that you will help me to fight against them, that you will help me to push right back forward and be an example, a witness, and a warrior for you. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. It's time now for songs that tell the story. And today we talked about the importance of being diligent and continuing to push forward and always being ready to do what we have to do and letting the Lord lead us into doing the things that we have to do. And I think that gets expressed really well in the song "Watchmen" by Josh Garrels. 'Cause you're all I have, Lord, you are the way. I'll always love you, and I will wait like a watchman at the gate, waiting for morning to break. It's time now for anime trivia. And today's question, sticking with the topic of Bleach, is worth 100 Tangle tokens. In Bleach, what is the name of Renji Abrai's Zanpakuto? Again, in Bleach, what is the name of Renji Abrai's Zanpakuto? And that brings us to the end of another episode. If you want to get more from me, you can really find me all over the place. I'm on YouTube at both Luigi's Stories and Geekiness and Godliness. You can also find Geekiness and Godliness on Twitter at GeekinessG. And you can find Luigi all over the rest of social media at Luigi's_stories. And if you want more from Beneath the Tangles, you can find them on all your favorite social media platforms. I hope that this episode has been a blessing for you. And remember, the power of God and anime are always on your side. Until next time.